Art is something else. Each time you learn something new, new ideas will come and find you. And I would venture that most times artists learn by adventure. They work on their thing, and when done, new ideas spring. And they keep going round and round until all ideas are found. And new ideas are found all over, from snowy mountains to a perfect clover. One may start with doodles, pico projectors, and stencils, and suddenly they discover that they mastered pencils. And it is not just the things they hold in their hand, it's a million things that are completely unplanned. For example, sticker slapping. Slapping until all the stickers are overlapping. It is subtle at first, but before long there comes a burst. And then, all of a sudden, she's collecting hay to mix it real good with her clay. She's building sculptures that truly dance, and her artworks are exhibited all over France. She's opened up a time portal and became forever beloved and admired and immortal. And what became a machine for us was once a work of art of the highest class, be it a flying balloon or the loom, or the first computer that filled an entire room. Those are all works of art. It's not just about learning to become smart. And art does not stop at what we can see. It continues growing like a giant sequoia tree. A story is a work of art too. Even if all its parts are perfectly true. That means regular stories, average ideas, popular inventions, and beautiful daydreams are a lot more important than it seems. Life is a work of art as well. And how far that beautiful story goes, no one can tell. So if you are not quite yet into art, maybe today is a good day to start.